Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.
I'm delighted to say that Colm Kavanagh joins us on the line, the Tyrone midfielder. But it has been a pretty big week at club level for you, Colm. Moy crowned champions this past Saturday at intermediate level. How mad or otherwise have the last few days been?
It's been fantastic. It's been very busy, obviously, for the last number of days. The celebrations, I would say, have just ended for most people. So, tremendous time for the club and the community.
Tell us a little bit about Moy. How big is it? You know, whereabouts in Tyrone is it? And how well is it doing at the moment?
Yeah, look, Moy is probably a small village just outside Dungannon. It's a nice homely place, I would call it, the best way to describe it. I suppose the football, the results this year have really give the community a real lift. Anywhere you went in the town over the last number of months, that's all people have been talking about, is about the football. I suppose the success has brought that even further, and you know, it's give an awful lot of people in their lives a real good lift, I suppose, both young and old.
Yeah, you kind of hear about the importance of these things in terms of the boosts they can give to communities, depending on how well or otherwise the squad are performing. I mean, it's 1982 since the last lift of the Tyrone Championship at this level. That last win is something that, you know, would have, I'd imagine, informed a lot of your childhoods in terms of how you got involved with the club as a kid. Like, you would have heard about that side of 1982 and how well they performed, and that's kind of, I'd imagine, hung over the side for the past number of years.
Yeah, that's a fair point. My dad actually was part of that 1982 winning team. So
you heard about it from even younger before you joined the club then?
Yeah, no, I suppose that was the last time, I suppose, the club won anything of significance. They've been playing a long time with the club, and we haven't won anything, so to win, an intermediate Tyrone championship was a great thing for the club, and I suppose we weren't really probably tipped at the start of the year to be in contention for winning anything. So to do what we've done has been phenomenal.
You said in the wake of Saturday's win that you probably weren't favourites to beat Ulster back in the opening round at the Tyrone championship. I don't know if that's a little bit of big talk in the wake of, or otherwise talking yourselves down in the wake of the victory, but like, nobody really saw this one coming, even from within the realms of Tyrone.
No, definitely not. To be fair, the Mayan Championship, we haven't had a good run the last number of years, so you know, we probably weren't favourites to win our first game out in Tyrone. Mm. We finished eighth, I think, in the intermediate league, so We hadn't probably hit peak form at that stage, and we weren't probably given much of a chance. But look, I suppose we knew we had a good group of lads and a good balance there. I suppose it was just a matter of getting things right and seeing where that could take us. But to be honest, like, to do what we've done, nobody would have dreamt of at the start of the year.
Mm. How big or otherwise are the discussions around the start of the Tyrone Championship when you're talking about what this team can possibly achieve? I mean, you do have obviously yourself and your brother Sean within there. Is there a discussion that maybe, you know, we can go and win the Tyrone Championship, or is it just literally one of those game by game things to see how we get on given the nature of the last 30 odd years in the team?
Yeah, look, you said it every year, I suppose, to do well in the championship, and the Moy have had really good teams over the last number of years, and you know, we haven't won anything, so we knew, being an intermediate club this year, that you know, we had a chance to win a championship, and we knew we had the players there. I suppose it was just it was important to get that buy-in for everyone early on in the year, and you know, you do set the bar high to win a championship, but you set that every year, and it hasn't worked out. Like, for example, last year we were put out in the first round intermediate championship in Tyrone. So you know, yes, you set your stall out to win something, but you know, it hasn't happened for us in the past.
It's going to take you back to the winning the Tyrone championship, beating Derry Loughton in the final. 2-5 to 1-7, and it's kind of the story as you head towards the final. Like, the final ultimately seems to be one of your more comfortable efforts throughout the course of this championship run, but it's been a championship win, an All-Ireland win, based on eking out victories and literally having to fight and scrap for every single bit that was out there in the pitch in these games.
Yeah, look, I think the supporters wouldn't thank us for what we put them through over the
last... Has the cardiac unit up there been busy over the past while? I'd imagine so.
Yeah, no, the... look, we have scraped a few games. We rode our luck. And then certain times of games, for example, I think the Derry Lahan game, the ball hit the keeper in the head in the last minute to come back out. And Carbon Cross hit the post the last kick of the game. That was what had tied it up. Russ Trevor, you know, nipped Russ Trevor by a point. Mm. Yeah, there have been so many close calls with this team this year. But to be fair, it shows, I suppose, a sign of character within the team that we were able to play at the end. The Gaeltacht game was another prime example where, you know, we were behind the full game until injury time, and where we took the lead. So you know, there was character there in the team. And to win anything, to be honest, you need good players, you need buy-in, you need a wee bit of luck too. And say they might probably have got that at certain stages of this run.
Going back to that final, the Tyrone final as well, that victory over Derry Lahan, slight distraction within the family in and around that, because it was the same week that your nephew was born. It was Sean's young fellow was born in and around then. How much of a distraction in and around that final was that, or was it one of those things where it almost takes your mind off the largeness of the occasion and what was at stake in terms of winning a county level, and took your mind elsewhere for at least a couple of days?
Yeah, I think that's probably a fair point. I think, you know, something like that does take your mind off football for that period of time, which can ultimately be a good thing, because I suppose what you find is, for a team and for players that haven't been in a final for a long time with the club, you can get a wee bit carried away and uptight about things. So no, that to be honest, that anything outside of football that can distract from the hype and all that goes with a final is only a good thing.
Mm. And taking you through and jumping through up until that that All-Ireland semi-final with Gaeltacht, that was one of the ones where literally I'd imagine everybody would have fancied you to be beaten at that stage, because you kind of think the fairy tale is going to come to an end, sort of the story nature of Gaeltacht to football level as well. We then saw the kind of sending off for Gaeltacht as well that Sean was involved in too. He set up the goal in a pretty intense game as well. That playing alongside of your brother, knowing that rock is going to be there, and I'd imagine he feels the same as well, knowing you're back there in midfield, that's got to be a huge, huge benefit to both of you playing for that club.
Yeah, look, we've played together, I suppose, for a long time, and you know we do. It always, you know, and I suppose from my own point of view, I know whenever we need something, a ball to be won, Sean's always going to be there to do it. And as I said, that has come to fruition numerous times throughout this campaign. And I suppose as subtle as it was in Gaeltacht game, you know, we stepped up to a certain level as well. So to have him there, you know, does give that wee bit of sense of, I suppose, sense of security almost when we're playing the games.
It's been what, 12 years 11 years in and around that you've been playing together?
Right, 11 for or 10 or 11 for the county. I suppose I've been playing senior football for the Moy from as 16 and I'm 30, so we've played together an awful long time.
Yeah, I dare say, is it a close brotherly relationship, or is it, you know, you kind of keep yourselves to yourselves? I know, like, every single family is different, but when you're kind of supposed locked together in the same football team and the same football team for the last 16 years, things can be slightly different. They can be more fractured, they can be closer. I don't know which side of that you fall on.
We're very close, to be honest. We live two doors apart and then we develop in the Moy. We travel obviously to training and matches together, you know, every day. We would do our separate gym work together. We do everything together, and that's always been the way for that period of time. So no, it's fair to say that we were very close. I suppose both on and off the pitch, and I suppose this year it'll be a wee bit more interesting, I suppose, coming where he's not involved in the county. So it'll be a strange one.
Who would be the harder of the two brothers on the other one?
I think it's probably a mutual thing. We're probably both as hard as each other. To be fair, it's probably myself.
Why would you say that?
I would probably give him a bit more of a hard time, quicker. He would be a wee bit more level-headed, it's fair to say, than I would be. And I suppose that's, I don't know whether that's youngest child syndrome or what, but I'd be quite hard on him at times. So,
does that manifest itself on the pitch? Would you be the slightly gobbier one on the pitch?
I'd say yes. That's a fair comment if you ask anybody in Moy or Tyrone.
But if I ask Sean Kavanagh, he'd probably say almost definitely, yeah.
Yeah, Colin would be the one who's always loud and giving off and telling people what they have done wrong, normally more than right. But look, that's just, I suppose, part of my personality, and Sean's learned to deal with that. Say constructive criticism at certain times. I suppose while he would be a lot more reserved and he'd probably be a lot more positive at times than I would.
Yeah, I'd imagine a lot of that would have fed into how you helped talk to, I suppose, the rest of the team. Tell us about that journey down from the Moy to Croke Park this past Saturday. And imagine, given the nature and the makeup of the squad, it's not necessarily inter-county players in every single position. There would have been a lot of players there going to Croke Park as a player for the very first time. I mean, how do you approach talking to some of them heading into such an occasion as this past Saturday?
Yeah, look, I suppose we try to relax the guys as much as possible. Try to remind them, I suppose, obviously myself and Sean and a few of the lads have played in Croke Park before. So it was just a matter of making the guys realise that, you know, don't get too overworked of the situation, you know, and remember that it is just another game and it's another pitch. You know, and I suppose it's very difficult to try and instill that in some of the lads, because it's been a player's dreams as a young lad to step out in Croke Park, and that's what a lot of the guys were telling me afterwards in the pubs, that they just couldn't believe, you know, when they got there, that they were actually going to play in Croke Park. So, but leading up that and leading up that week, we myself and Sean did just remind the guys, look, don't get overly stressed out about this. It's you know, it's just another pitch. The change rooms and all, the whole thing, just to take it as it comes and don't get overly worked up. But it's very, very difficult to tell a lad at 19, 20 years of age stepping in Croke Park for the first time, not to get a wee bit nervous. And I suppose we could see that in the guys, maybe even in the meetings beforehand, that, you know, there was guys had a lot of nerves. But looking, I suppose, to the actual game, whenever it went, whenever we scored the goal early, I got settled a lot of lads, and, you know, it calmed everyone down.
How's the elbow?
It's not too bad at the minute. I don't think there's anything serious done. So I'll probably get it assessed this week at some stage and see if there's anything needs done. But to be honest, I think it's fine.
Is it a kind of a ligament thing? Is it more of a bone issue, or?
It's more of a bony type thing.
Okay.
But to be honest, I say it's not too bad in terms of pain wise at the minute. So I'm hoping to make a full recovery very soon.
Are you going to be immersing yourself straight back into the Tyrone setup from this point onwards? I'd imagine the Kildare game this weekend is probably a bit too close for you. Beyond that, rounds 4 and 5, are we looking to get yourself back involved there?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually struggling with flu at the minute, so I think this week could be tight enough going. But yeah, look, I want to get back in it as soon as possible. If I can take this week to get the body right again and get the mind right and refocused. I suppose it's a position that I've never been in as a player, you know, playing right through the club. So I suppose I'll probably have a sit down with Mickey and see how best it is to manage that. But you know, my goal will be to get back into the frame sooner rather than later and start getting to work again.
Yeah, apart from yourself, there have been strong enough sides that Mickey has been fielding so far in those games with Galway and then again with Dublin there last week. And I'd imagine it'll be a similar situation coming Newbridge this coming Sunday as well. How have you assessed the start to the league by the county? Like, some might say, given the nature of the side that's been put out, it's been a slightly disappointing start, but like, obviously enough here we are still in the first week of February. We can't be getting carried away one way or the other with how one team has performed. Is there a sense of there is progress being made upon that exit to Dublin last year in the Championship?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think there has been progress made. And to be fair, it's early days. I suppose there's been a lot of comments. Circling around about the first, obviously losing the first two games, and you don't set out to lose the first two games. But they haven't been easy games. Going down to Tuam and Galway is never going to be an easy game down there. And obviously playing the All Ireland champions in the second round. So we obviously disappointed, I'm sure, the lads that we haven't got any points as yet. But we'll be looking to rectify that this weekend. It's February. I wouldn't be overly worrying too much at this stage of how things are going. We're obviously learning every game, and after getting put out last year, you're obviously learning, and we're trying to rectify anything that we think in house that we could have tackled better. So that'll be a work in progress, obviously, over the next few months.
Bigger picture, what would mark progress? What would significantly, or what would be the I suppose the marker of progress for this Tyrone side this year, based on what went down last year?
It's very difficult because we got to an Ireland semi final last year, and that and we won Ulster, so it was a good year. It's an awful long way back to another All Ireland semi final. So, but at the same time, you set your stall out every year to win something. So, we will aim to do as well as we can in the league. We will aim to try and win Ulster, and ultimately everybody goes for the big prize. So, it's very, very difficult to set that marker down at the start of the year, but ultimately all teams are going for that big prize. So progress is making that next step.
You've got that nice marker, I suppose, of a decent test in the first round in Ulster with Monaghan on the horizon then, and then you've either got Fermanagh or Armagh beyond that. So it's nice to have that huge, huge test in Monaghan going forward. Towards the first round of the championship, that literally everything has to be fine tuned by the time you get there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I suppose you worked that first championship game, and I suppose you have a lot of time to assess and plan, develop whatever style, players, systems, call it what you want. You have a lot of time to actually iron everything out throughout the league to get that first round of the championship. So. And I say they don't come much bigger in Ulster than Monaghan, so we'll have to be on point from the first day out.
Colm, thanks very much for taking time out for us tonight. We'll let you go and A, nurse the elbow, and B, nurse that flu as well.
No problem at all. It was great speaking with you.
Enjoy the rest of the celebrations as well, Colm. All right, take care.
Thank you. Now
Off the Ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.